Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicted in a series of corruption cases. Jordana Miller joining us live from Jerusalem. Jordana, what exactly is going on here? How do we get to this point?
Wow, just a legal and political bombshell dropped by the Attorney General last night. For almost 3 years, Netanyahu has been investigated in over three separate cases, and he got slapped with all of the charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. In that most serious case where he got bribery, Netanyahu allegedly gave millions of dollars in regulatory perks to a telecom giant, and in return was given the power to influence the headlines, the story placement, and who was hired and fired at one of the most popular online news sites here in Israel called Walla. That's where there was the most, compelling evidence. It included state witnesses, you know, audio recordings, emails. So Netanyahu, really now, you know, his future is really, really in question. And Israel's kind of in uncharted territory here, both politically and legally, because Netanyahu is the prime minister, but he is right now a transitional, a caretaker prime minister. So technically, he doesn't have to step down until he's actually convicted. But because he's in that transitional period, we're already seeing people, his rivals, saying they're going to petition the Supreme Court. It's unclear how long he can actually stay in power.
Will there be a trial?
Well, there is expected to be a trial unless Netanyahu decides to agree to some kind of plea deal. But there are some kind of technical steps before that. Because Netanyahu is the caretaker prime minister, he has to technically waive his immunity, and that has to be approved by a committee in the parliament. But of course, the parliament right now is, you know, sitting without a prime minister, and it's very likely that Israel will go to new elections in a few weeks. So, you know, before the indictment becomes official and a trial can begin, we may be looking at even a couple months until Israel goes to elections, maybe till there's a new government. And remember, Netanyahu is being defiant. He says he's going to stay in power. He's calling these investigations, you know, a coup to push him out of power. And the allegations, he said, are false. You know, the investigators, he said, need to be investigated. Nonetheless, it's very unclear if Netanyahu runs for re-election, because he is criminally charged, if he can actually get the official mandate to form a government. So a lot of questions today, and this kind of political chaos here continuing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.